This is Shadowrun Bug City Blues, where we follow a group of street-level runners as they get in way over their heads out in the streets of Chicago. Riding on his bike is Lester Moore, played by Chris.
I could really feel the wind, man!
I see what he did there. In the driver's seat of the bulldog, we have Reetin.
Hey, that's me. I don't feel the wind.
I'm sorry, you're locked down, played by Reetin.
Oh, yeah.
Currently feeling the heat in the passenger seat is Nick Lotus, playing Mo.
I'm glad that Lester stopped to help that guy.
Sitting back at the bar is River Bear, played by Clinton.
Haven Brew, it's for you.
And trying out the local karaoke is Pancetta, played by Alex.
Yeah, I'm singing a Tom Jones song. It's fantastic.
When we last played, the gang was on their way to do a little bit of investigation, a little bit of footwork. Lester had found a good excuse to do his good deed of the year, helping somebody who had just gotten carjacked. The gang is now on their way to the Baranduin Bar, which is believed to be connected to elven go-gangs, which naturally would attract the ancients. Before we proceed, was there anything that Riverbear and Pancetta wanted to do while they're off on their adventure?
So, hey, Pancetta, you want to follow one of my little raven and see if we can find a spike bar?
Yeah, I think that this might be a good idea.
All right, how do we get over there? You know, normally I would just, at this point, get on a bus.
They're probably not going to have any buses running in the Chicago containment zone.
You up for a walk?
Yeah, you can walk. It's kind of problem.
All right, let's go.
You finish your beer, fasten your jacket up, and you get ready to hit the street level. The two of you start walking towards the drawbridge, and the person who lowers and raises the gate, you sure the two of you want to walk? I don't think it's the safest place to go without a vehicle.
Well, that may be true, but we have no means of conveyance.
Yes, we do. My feet.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He looks over the two of you. Pancetta, you're pretty armed for war right now, ain't you?
Yeah, I have a rifle and a pistol.
Then he sees, the troll. And he goes, all right, well, yeah, you should be able to handle yourself. Just holler if you need to get back in. We'll lower the bridge for you.
Thank you.
Danke. All
right. Riverbear and Pancetta, you both take a moment and you think about the streets as you know them. Maybe you pull up a map in AR or on your comm or whatever. And you think you have a pretty good plan for what street you want to follow. Till you come across a troll who looks like they are taking a little nap in the alley.
Okay. Pancetta's still over there. I think I have a plan.
Okay, before he does that, I'm going to draw my pistol and I'm going to find some light cover so that I can watch what's going on.
This troll is not having a good day.
No,
but I think it's about to get better, and I sniff loudly as I poke him with a stick.
It smells like he might have pissed himself.
Ooh, I think he needs some help. I will cure his wounds.
I had a feeling you were going to do that. Do you happen to have the heal spell handy?
I do.
It's going to have some conditions. Probably one of those is going to ask about how many essence this guy has. The answer is 4.
Okay, when casting the spell, roll sorcery plus magic, which I did. That was 6 hits. Heal 1 box of stun, physical, or overflow damage per net hit.
And the threshold is 5 minus essence. This person's essence is 4, so your net hits are 5.
Okay.
He heals 5 boxes of sun, wakes up grabbing his ankle and twisting it a little bit before he looks around and sees that there's another troll standing over him.
I grimace in pain as drain of 3, and then I rolled a 1 on my drain roll.
You're fine. You don't really feel anything till 3 anyways.
Right.
And he says,
what happened? Something about sweeping the streets? Thanks, mister.
I think I need to help you out and get you back to where your friends are.
My friend, yeah.
Why don't I give you a hand here? And I pick him up and walk over and I wink over at Pancetta. And then I help this young gentleman.
I got carjacked earlier. I've had a hell of a day.
I'm just going to go ahead and gonna roll some dice real quick.
Sounds hard.
He did not get a glitch, but he rolled 0 hits on a con roll. You feel pretty confident he's lying when he tells you that.
And I just act accordingly, like I don't know anything, and I'm just a helpful friend, which I am at this point.
Yeah, you've been nothing but.
I think I have some friends who could help me. I don't want to call them, though. I guess I could if I have to. You guys have a way of getting a ride? I could walk, I guess.
Well, I was here to walk with you. We'll chat along the way. Tell me how you got into this predicament, friend.
Somebody stopped me, and I was sticking my head out my car window to talk to him. He swung at me with a bat. Next thing I know, I was sleeping on the curb. Yeah, we'll talk and we'll chat.
All right. Pancetta, what were you were going to follow?
Yeah, I'm basically going to provide overwatch.
Perfect.
Walking with them, but keeping my head on a swivel, making sure that there's no one approaching us, checking windows type of thing.
To clarify, did you want to go as one group or did you want to be a couple heads behind?
One group.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, hey, nice to meet you, little lady. Is this a friend of yours, old man?
Yes, a valuable companion.
Numbers make sense in the CZ. Can't be too safe.
Do you have friends?
I got a group of friends who could help me out. Maybe they could at least get me treated up. I should have a med pack there at least.
Maybe I can help your friends.
I think you'd be in good company, my friend. You, not so much, but we make exceptions for particularly good Samaritans.
I'm under her protection.
Isn't that funny hearing a troll say so?
It certainly is peculiar, but I've seen stranger things here.
Hmm. This guy's not as roughneck as I expected.
He did just get the shit beat out of him.
True. Yeah, it was kind of funny.
All right, let's follow him to the spike bar.
Let's go between Clinton and Reeton. Have you two roll edge. We'll see who goes first.
Okay.
Okay. Zero hits.
Two.
Let's start with lockdown.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be whoever wins goes first.
Nah, I want to pick on the losers.
Oh, okay. So we're going to, I guess, Mo and I show up. I get the car fixed. Clearly. Mm-hmm. And then we show up back there. Is Lester going to be behind us a few minutes, or since we're next to each other, is he going to just join us?
I'd be pretty much right where you are. I would meet up with you to help finish and supervise changing that tire.
So we get to the bar, we park, and I look at Mo and Lester and go, okay, guys, have fun.
All right, you guys get out of your bulldog. You walk up to this place. It is themed like a Irish pub.
All right.
However, due to Ireland being where it is in Shadowrun, that also gives it a very obnoxiously over-the-top elven appeal. Mm-hmm. Large flowers everywhere.
So I feel right at home. So I'm in my element here.
You do manage to find a couple of seats if you wanted to sit down and have a drink somewhere. It looks like a lot of people are watching a video that's being played over a whole bunch of TVs around the bar, wherein there are cars jousting each other.
Is it set to orchestral heavy metal?
Yes, there's no reason why not to, so of course it is.
What's on the TV? Car wars?
Like, there'll be two cars across from each other. And they will race it towards each other like drag race style, but then towards the center they each clash at each other with like chainsaws or
so, like car jousting.
Yes.
Car wars.
I was gonna say it's like chicken, but they don't, but there's no chicken part to it.
Yeah, it's car wars. I want to state for the record real quick that we are entering this bar separately, so all these details are for Mo.
Gotcha. Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you.
I went around the block a few times, and I'm going to show up like 10 to 15 minutes afterwards.
And I'm locking the door in this car.
Moira.
Yes.
You start moving in through this bar.
Okay.
And people kind of give you a welcoming, like, or you throw your head back, kind of, what's up?
Yeah. A nod of recognition.
Other than that, you're probably not wearing, like, biker leathers. You actually fit more in here than you probably do in a lot of places in Chicago.
Wow.
You move up to the bar. There is a spot ready for you towards the end. Bartender approaches, elf who looks like she is about your age, and she speaks to you in Sparethiel. What would you like to drink?
I'll have your house Chardonnay, please.
Coming up. Do you speak Sparethiel, by the way?
I don't know if I do. I don't think so. I don't remember putting anything about language on my character sheet. So I might actually be really confused about what she said to me.
Either way, you said the right answer, and she responds in kind.
Okay, cool.
She gives you a cost, and it's covered by your lifestyle. Don't worry about that.
Okay, cool.
What do you do?
Well, how busy is the bartender right now? Like, do I have the opportunity to ask her some questions, or is she really busy?
I will say the place is pretty happening, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock Friday night. But if you do manage to get their attention, they'll sit down and talk to you.
Okay. I will indicate to the bartender that I have kind of some questions about what's going on in the general vicinity whenever she gets the chance to sit down and talk to me.
She says, yeah, what's going on, Chummer? I got a moment.
So, I have an ear to the ground about gang activity in the area right now. Do you know anything about drag races with stolen vehicles or anything? Have you heard a rumor or anything like that?
You don't even need to roll for that. She laughs and points to any one of the televisions that are in the area.
Well, okay, you've heard the news, of course.
She says, "Oh, that's not news. That's a local feat." So, yes, she has.
Okay.
Somebody at this bar has been doing something to record footage of just that.
Oh, well. Any chance you can indicate to me who might have taken this footage, might have more direct information?
Yeah, the Ancients have been going around there and challenging the Spikes and some other gang around there. Winners have been getting access to whatever scrap they leave behind, which they're turning around and making a big profit off of. And you're asking who specifically?
If you have that information.
I don't usually like to give names like that, but tell you what, if you can roll a persuasion roll, perhaps I'd be willing to give up some of that information.
All right.
An odd cadence of conversation.
Right?
I'm going to give you the opportunity to change my mind. If only you roll them dice, I'll just change my mind.
Oh, it might be influence.
Oh, influence. Okay. 3 hits.
Nice.
She goes, "Well, all right, yeah." She will point down towards the end of the bar where there's a large, like, AV rack. And somebody's got their comlink plugged into it directly, and they look like they're laughing and controlling the video feeds. If you have questions, they're going to be the one you want to talk to. And this gentleman is obviously an elf. They have a green mohawk, and they're wearing a very heavy leather jacket that has some spikes adorned on it.
So obviously an Ancients member.
Yes, but that's only because there's also a very large green anarchy symbol plastered along the back of it. That's the giveaway.
That's the dead giveaway, you're right. All right. Well, I suppose I'll, why not, approach this guy.
As you walk up, he's got a couple of people around him who are all asking him questions about the races, and he's like, "Oh man, it was fragging crazy. This one time I thought he was gonna get thrown right off the vehicle. The other time he tossed a grenade right into the passenger seat. It flipped like 4 or 5 times before they pulled him out. It was nuts. Oh hey, Ome, what's going on?" And he gives you a nod before going back to his phone.
I feel like I should calmly greet him, getting in on these races.
I'm here. I'm always listening in.
Yeah, I know.
That is a threat.
That's creepy.
Thank you, Lockdown, for reminding us that you are the deep state. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But yeah, I guess I'll walk up to this guy and say, "Well, how does one get involved in these races that you were talking about? I have a friend who might want to dip a toe in."
Oh, you gotta be one of the best of the best to do these races. You gotta be able to get metal hot. You think your friend has what it takes?
I actually do, yeah. I think he's got what it takes. I think he could really do well.
Well, listen, Chummer, between you and me, this doesn't exactly have the longest life expectancy, but there's a lot of nuyen to make if you think you got the chops.
Well, this guy's just crazy enough and just money hungry enough, it might happen.
Well, tell me about the wheels. What kind of ride do you take?
Well, it's a bulldog.
A bulldog? Drag races?
Yeah, but I think he's got the chops to mod it up, you know? He's a tech guy.
Go ahead and roll influence again. This is going to be to try to sell it. Let me hear your sales pitch.
Maybe try and explain that. He's like, "Oh, well, you don't even know, you know? He's going to put rockets and all sorts of gas and all these things into it.
Spikes on the tires."
Yeah, like, well, he doesn't even need to rely on nitrous oxide. Like, that's too analog for him. He's so advanced. He will lock this vehicle down.
You roll 3 hits on your influence roll. He rolls 2 to oppose, and he goes, all right, locking it down. If you can do it with a bulldog, I've seen art done with crazier things. All right, when could he sign up? We're looking for people all the time.
I'm going to go ahead and get written on the comms and ask him when he can be in one of these races.
Whenever, I'm outside. I can do it right now if you needed me to.
Well, I don't know if they're starting to race right this minute.
I'm okay with abandoning you guys here. It's fine.
Yeah, let's do it in the community van. Nice.
I mean, you're not getting home without me, so I can do whatever I want.
That's true.
I'm just being tugged in so many directions, like the Robin Hood thing and then the Agent of Chaos thing, and chaos is appealing to me right now.
Go dark, sister.
Now she's becoming a shadow runner.
No, you should do the right thing. It's be responsible. Don't listen to these anarchists. You should pay your taxes. Listen to the government.
I grew up not paying taxes or listening to the government. I come from a rich family.
It's for the greater good of all the people.
But let's get reading into these races, man. The person I speak of is available at any point, sir. So if you're queuing up a race now, he would like to be added to the lineup.
Well, yeah, we weren't going to be starting until about midnight or so, but somebody give me the name of a flower.
Magnolia.
He says, I tell you what, we had this initiate. They were planning on doing a big ride tonight and, you know, seeing if they were going to get promoted to private. But I guess they were having some bike issues, so we're looking for a quick replacement for that. If your boy thinks they could be ready by midnight, they could take the spot.
Lockdown, can you be ready by midnight for a race?
Yeah, sure, I could probably make it happen.
All right, well, our guy is game for it, man.
I'm going to give you the contact name, the person who is supposed to be racing, lady by the name of Magnolia.
All right.
We're going to let her know what's going on, last minute substitution, unless she can get her bike fixed. And she will get you into contact with whoever else needs to be told to get that switch officiated.
All right.
Yeah, and then you get past something in AR that's a burner contact details.
Tell him you're his publicist.
Yeah, that'll work. You're my manager.
You see him getting on his comms, and it looks like he's sending messages out to people.
All right, we're in, guys.
Cool.
Let's go back to Pancetta and Riverbear, who are walking with this troll.
All right.
You've passed a couple more blocks. Was there anything in particular you wanted to talk to this guy about on that trek?
Yeah, like ask him how he's got mixed up in some sort of trouble. And come at him like I'm a kindly, caring, wise old man who's helping out a young fella.
Even though he's a liar, he's a thief and a liar.
Oh, I was making a delivery for work. I was actually just finishing a delivery for work. Yeah, I saw some guys on the road. They looked like they needed help, and then one of the guys swung a bat at me. There was multiple guys there. They just outnumbered me. They beat the frag out of me. I'm glad you came up when you did.
Well, you're gonna make your delivery. Can I ask what you're delivering? Is this important? Did you lose it?
Oh, it's just my work stuff. It's my stuff for work.
He was one away from a glitch, but he also got no hits on a con roll again. This guy is not lying so well.
All right. Well, let's get you to your friends. You can trust these guys. These friends of yours?
Oh yeah, I've known these guys for a long time. They're like a second family to me.
Well, that's good. You know, I hear when family fights with family, it can be rough. Hey, your family's not fighting with any families, is it?
Actually, we're in a little bit of a brawl right now, come to think of it, but I think there won't be a problem after too much longer.
Oh, why's that?
This other family, they keep on making moves, and it's really pissing off the head honchos of my family. And we're thinking maybe it's better to just cut that off at the head, and then the rest of them will squirm away. Hypothetically speaking, nothing, of course.
Right, you'll have a stern talking to, I'm sure.
Right, we'll have our lawyers talk to their lawyers. It's all above the books, of course.
Right, so this meeting with the other family is gonna go well, you say?
We think it'll send a message.
Right, okay. Well, I certainly hope it goes well for you. And I pat him on the back.
It seems like about that time he realizes he's saying more than he should be, and he starts...
Oh, yeah, it should be fine, it should be fine.
And unless there was anything else you wanted to pry out of them,
I hope that when you get back to your family, you could have a good word for me. I don't want any trouble.
Oh, no, just come on with me. I want you guys to meet him.
You get to a part of the road that is blocked off by just fallen debris that's been cluttered together. There's a couple of trash bins, a couple of barrels. Someone parked a car and killed the engine where it's at.
Oh, it looks like Seattle.
It really does, Chummer.
I would like to scan the area for threats.
Give a perception roll.
I have a visual perception specialization. Can I use that?
Absolutely.
Excellent. And I am also going to add one for the roll because I have augmented eyes.
Yep.
Perception, huh?
On 9, I got one hit.
You look around, you switch your vision a couple of times. You see a couple of bodies that are obviously stand out. None of them seem like they're armed or anything. They just sort of seem like they're trying to exist and take shelter.
Okay. I'm going to keep my pistol and not switch to my rifle.
Oh, what's going on here? 7 dice, 3 hits.
3 hits? You could see that along some rooftops, like it looks like there's some shops that have since shut down for the night. You do see people who are standing over watch looking at you, inspecting what's going on.
Okay.
You ask him what's going on. He says, oh, it's just...
just some protection. You can never be too safe. You know, it's obviously it's a dangerous place. These are my boys.
All right, what's your name, friend?
I didn't actually have a name for this random car mugger, so somebody give me a name for your troll.
Random car mugger. Randy!
Don't we already have a Randy?
My name's Randy.
Okay. All right, Randy.
We are geniuses. So once you get to that blockade where the people check you out, it's a couple houses down. Instead of walking in the front door, he walks up to the garage and gives it a bang a couple of times. And this place is packed with trolls. It's not so much as a bar as people are hanging out in somebody's workshop garage, drinking. Somebody is working on a muscle car, and the person who opened the garage door says,
got about 5 seconds before I blow your fragging head. Randy, is that you? Good lord, what the fuck did it do to you, buddy?
Randy says,
the situation didn't go as planned. I got mugged. Everything should be fine, I think.
The guy says,
well, come on in then. Get something cold in your eyes. Sheesh, that looks awful, Bob.
Thanks. Oh, this is, you said your name was River Bear.
River Bear.
And this is,
yeah, my name is Angeline. You can call me Angeline.
Angeline. They helped me out. They're just some good Samaritans. The least I could do is say thanks, get them a drink or something like that.
Ooh, there's beer here?
There is, and they are troll-sized brews as well.
We've got time, I look at Pancetta.
Yes, I suppose we have time for ein beer.
Aye.
The person who opens the door says,
right, well, no good deed goes unrewarded, right? By all means, help yourself. We've got tons of beer in here.
Thank you very much. An interesting little establishment here. I've heard that you've been having some trouble with some pointy ear friends. They go always poke at us and they with their little pointy sticks, don't they?
Pointy ears? What, you mean the fragging Keeblers? Don't get me started. Things have never been as bad as they are now between us. Dainty little slitches have been going hard lately. Don't worry, friends. Let's just say we're looking to take care of that problem.
Keeblers.
Hey, come on, that's racist.
It is incredibly
super
racist.
Super racist, but it's so funny. Because it's fake racist.
No, it's very much real.
So I say to this guy, it's dangerous walking around as a troll. The Keeblers are apt to attack me. What are we doing about that?
What are we going to do about that? Well, hell, if you're worried about your safety, me and the boys can offer our services. How about 500 New Yen? We can get you wherever it is you're wanting to go, old man.
Ooh, that's a bargain. I look kind of sideways like, that seems like a lot of money. And then, yeah, well, who's in charge? Who's calling the shots around here? These bikers are way nicer than I ever imagined.
I mean, you helped out their friend.
Yeah.
Also, they're talking about domestic terrorism act against a race.
I'm sure they'll tell me, a stranger.
Also, aren't you kind of being a little prejudiced, assuming that just because they're in a gang means that they're mean?
Yes.
Well, you kind of opened up. You kind of opened up with, as they kind of like said the Keeblers, you're like, oh, okay, you're racist, so I'll be racist too. We're friends now. It really works like that.
It totally does. It totally does. You call out the racism and then say, I'm joining in. Great. Well, at least it's all out in the open. Jeez.
Man. I, for one, support elf rights.
Elf rights.
Meta-human rights.
That's right. TLM, Troll Lives Matter.
Did that work? Can you guys see Troll Boss?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see Troll Boss in his 80s.
Oh, I see.
80s headband.
Yeah, totally. He's like the Corey Haim of trolls.
As you ask who the boss is, he points over, and the person who is working on that muscle car is a troll who is wearing a red bandana that says Ride or Die. He's got some facial tattoos, perhaps of native descent. And this guy has spikes all over the place. He's got them sticking out of his shoulders, protruding out of his eyebrow. A couple of his horns have spikes embedded in them. This guy looks like he'd be inconvenient to, like, have to sit next to on a bench.
He's got spikes on his spikes.
His spikes have spikes.
Yo, dog, I heard you like spikes.
But he's maybe a little bit on the later part of middle-aged as far as trolls go. Pretty thick brown hair, mutton chops going down, little soul patch. large tusks protrude from the bottom part of his lip. Sounds like they're discussing how to best fine-tune the vehicle. And he says, the person you asked says...
That's Spindle. Pretend he's a mechanic over there.
Spindle.
He's the one who calls the shots around here. I don't know if you'd call him the boss, but if you had questions, he'd either know what you need or have an idea of who you'd need to beat up to figure it out.
All right, thanks.
And then I ask, what do you do? You're welcome to stay here and have a beer. Nobody's shunning you off.
Right. Well, I think maybe we could listen for a while and see what we could just passively pick up. That might lead us to more questions later.
Yes, this is a good idea.
So we're just going to sit and listen.
You guys want to roll a perception for that as you get comfy and discuss amongst yourselves, enjoy your beer?
Yeah, I have modified ears, so I'm going to add one to my roll. I got 2 out of 7.
And I got 2 out of 7 as well.
2 hits? All right. You both enjoy your drinks, and you think you hear a lot of celebratory discussion where people are discussing parts of a plan that was already laid out. Somebody mentions, oh, we had to do some scouting and find out what the fragger drove. The other one says, yeah, we had to raid a warehouse because they didn't have the right timing sprockets, but we got our hands on one. We made sure that it was the right fit. Another person says, as soon as it hits the speed that we want it to, the whole thing's going to explode. No one will be any the wiser. It sounds like they're discussing some sort of sabotage.
Mm-hmm. They're probably going to sabotage the lead guy in his race.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How do we help each of these teams go against each other, but we don't want them looking at us?
So they want to sabotage the other plan, right, from the team.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we let them do that thing, and then we also tell our other friends, or perhaps plant an idea in their heads so that they also have the same clue. And then both teams will sabotage each other, and then we just watch and have a good time, yeah? Ha ha ha.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is temporary, of course. So, our main goal is to protect the shipments. So, we gotta know if they know about these shipments.
That's a good idea. So, maybe after the race, we can try to exploit the situation by saying that we have some info that the other team came up with the plan to sabotage them, yeah?
Right. Okay. Let's Fedboy this.
Yeah. Alphabet soup it.
Preferred. All right. So what we'll do is we'll come up with a plan, and then they'll put it together, and they'll be caught doing it. Perfect. All right, what's the other team doing?
And as the camera zooms off...
Hello, Stuff for Shack customer. How may I stuff your shack?
That's right. We're back to Stuff Your Shack, chummer. Grab yourself a handful of stuffers, microwave those instant burritos, and get ready to get back to the shack!
Are you Shadowrunners?
No. No, we are Stuffer Shack employees.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. This is really strange.
Returning by popular demand, this re-release of the hit 2017 Shadowrun Anarchy Actual Play podcast follows Mika and Augustus, two underperforming clerks.
I don't think we're getting an award, man. That doesn't sound right.
As they stumble through the trials and tribulations of working the night shift in a Redmond Barons convenience store. Remastered. Bigger. Bolder. Girthier.
I like giving Brad shit. I like ruining Brad's day. I like when Brad ruins my day. Oh my god. Oh my god, Mika.
I think you might have a thing for Brad.
Tales from the Stuffer Shack.
You guys have been going at this for a while.
Yeah. And the sick, twisted part is that I can't imagine my life without him.
We go back to... I'm guessing Moira is probably approaching back to Lockdown at this point?
Yeah, I imagine so.
Well, it sounds like you guys have an inn. There is a contact you'll need to reach out to get your next steps coordinated out.
Yep.
All right, Moira, you want to give that, what is it, Magnolia?
Magnolia call?
Yeah, give that person a call and schmooze your way in. I'll sit here and look pretty.
Find out what the rules are, so maybe we could do some magic buffing.
That's true, and I got to put on some face paint.
Yeah? So, okay, am I finessing Reetin into the race still, or what am I doing?
The person who you are going to be reaching out to was supposed to be doing those jousts, but for one reason or another, they are unable to do so.
Okay. And just tell them that we're taking their place.
Right. It was arranged that if you can't get your bike fixed, we were going to fill in, let us know where to meet you, and we'll be there.
Okay.
And you were, the last thing I believe you were doing was actually going to get Lockdown to introduce him to the person, but that's the last thing I remember.
Okay.
Would this be a good time for Lester Moore to be arriving at a delayed time?
Yeah, if he wasn't already.
Yeah, I'll just stroll in, look cool, you know. I'll flip up the collar of my jacket and just kind of strut in. And I'm going to ask for whiskey and water. I'm going to go up to the bar and I'm going to ask for whiskey and water. Hold the whiskey.
I love that so much.
All right. Comes back with a whiskey-sized glass filled with water.
Thank you very much, and I'll put a very hefty tip on the bar top.
Probably be off your phone or whatever, but yeah.
How else do I pay for anything? Yeah, I'll put my phone. Hey, there's a hefty tip there. It's at least, it's like 35%, which is pretty good, I think.
Here's my cred stick. Please don't steal this. It's the only one I have.
Right.
And nothing bad ever happened.
I got it like on a keychain. Make sure I don't lose it.
It's got my life savings on it.
Right.
Oh, darn it, he's faster than me.
And it's gone.
So I'm just going to sit in a place that's kind of in the middle, more towards like a wall, but like in the center of the wall, if I can, to just kind of scope things out, pay attention to the exit as well. And I'm just going to sit and drink my water and like pretend like I'm just looking at my phone, but really I'm paying attention to the bar or whatever.
Take a moment to look around. You do notice some people are looking back at you, but if you're not wearing any specific gang colors, nobody is being hostile or anything to you. They're just wondering what this human's doing in their bar.
Every once in a while, I'm looking and I'm just kind of like looking at my watch and such, and I'm just like, man, he's running late. He's running late again. Maybe I'm early. I don't remember what we said. And as I'm just kind of saying, thinking out loud and looking like I'm waiting for somebody, but kind of being to myself.
When you look around, you notice that Moira is not in the bar.
Hmm.
Yes.
I'm not actually sure why Lester walked in.
I was showing up. I'm her backup.
Yeah.
She left. She left and you just you haven't realized it yet.
Nope.
All right.
He's an idiot. I got it. Letia hits people with a bat well, I guess.
Oh, hold on. So we've all left?
Yeah, we got the information we needed from this place.
I'm sorry. I really thought that we were still in the introducing
Lester.
Reeton process. I thought that's what we were.
It's all good.
Then I apologize for completely derailing. Let's pretend none of that happened.
Oh, no, no. We got to leave that
okay.
in.
Okay.
That's good stuff. Right. And then he realizes, oh.
Lester gets a glass of water and asks to use the bathroom.
Sorry.
He's waiting for us.
I guess he's not coming. All right, bye. Thank you very much. Good day.
Okay. You walk out and you do see the
That's good.
Bulldog
Perfect.
That Reeton has just unlocked the doors to. You see that Pancetta is getting into the passenger seat as you're walking out.
Mo.
I'm sorry, Mo. I keep on doing that.
Yeah, I'd probably approach you in the parking lot, I'm sure, when I'm pulling
right.
in. It's like, oh, that didn't take long.
Nah, Mo's really good at talking. And I am mediocre at driving, so this should be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you do? You entered a race?
Yeah, I'm gonna go race with a bulldog.
Yep.
Can you write a program that drives better than you?
I mean, theoretically.
Or can you install some really good mods or something?
I mean, I would need time to do that
right.
and money. We don't have either of those.
What can you get done in the next couple hours?
Why did we agree to a race we can't win?
Well,
because it's a good in.
Because Lockdown is an agent of chaos.
We have a couple of different things we can do. We can hope that I roll really well, or we could have Lester break all the other people's legs.
Oh well, yeah, there's always that option too.
I could do that for the right reasons.
They're all bad people.
What if you drove a van through the race?
Yes, exactly.
Part of the rules of when we bought this van that we weren't gonna that was gonna be the last option was to go through ram through things.
She specifically did not say through a wall. I can go run through people. That's fine.
As long as I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
So we're gonna put the van through a road warrior race as its first go out.
I see nothing wrong with this.
Uh huh.
It's maiden voyage.
It's maiden voyage.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Lockdown okay. is deflowering our vehicle in the most violent of ways.
Well, gotta do it right.
Here's a good thing. I imagine that this race is going to be kind of like what our good friend Lester did earlier.
Right.
And we can have Lester in the passenger seat with a baseball bat.
That is actually going to be an option.
Our main voyage is going to be a violent one too. Okay.
So let's do this.
My piloting is 7.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's not bad. Do it, Mo. Give her a call.
Okay.
And you give her a ring and says, hello, this is Magnolia.
Hi, Magnolia. My name is Ebony Way, and I'm just calling to touch base with you because I'm an agent for a driver who's poised to take your place if you remain incapacitated.
Yeah, Flytrap said that somebody'd be calling. Listen, I'm really happy you're here. I was hoping I'd get my bike fixed in time, but I don't think it's going to be done in time. If somebody else can get in here, that'll save me a lot of face and a lot of time.
All right, great. Well, our guy is ready and raring to go.
Good. Okay. Yeah, that's great. Let's meet up. We'll talk about it more. Can I send you the directions? Are you a good recipient?
Yes.
And then you get a message that has the equivalent of a Google Maps location. Looks like this place is going to be called the Chop Shop.
Oh. And we drive to the Chop Shop.
And it's inside the CZ, which you're already inside of, so it doesn't take you super long to get there. Do you want to go as you three, or do you want to get the gang together?
We should get the gang. Well, we could get... Well, they're going to be... doing some stuff. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we need to just get on comms and talk about what everyone's doing.
Because if River Bear could cast anything that would help with this race, that would be nice.
It means I gotta be there. Gotta come pick us up.
Oh, right.
Oh, we gotta pick them up?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I can swing by and pick them up. What was it, 8 p.m. when we said earlier? We got a few out. We got a couple
hours.
Yeah,
4 hours till the actual race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's say it's like 9 o'clock or so now.
Okay, so I can swing by, pick up River Bear, and be like, hey, so I have to do a race, and do you have anything you could cast that could help me with, like, maybe reaction time or something?
Reaction. Sure. I also can put armor on you in case you crash. But you're not going to do that, right?
Please don't do that.
Listen, I tried to do a U-turn earlier, and the wheel fell off. I'm not giving any promises.
Yeah, I can do this.
You probably should. You know what? You can't drive 55, all right?
It's fine. It'll be okay. It's a good girl.
You sound exactly like I do when I'm having car troubles.
No, I love the car. It's great.
Yeah, if you loved it, why would you send it to Car War, man? Why would you send it to Car War?
For money.
I'll have a slight tear come out of the side of my eye that, like, starts to come down, and then I'll, like, whelp and be like, and then it sucks back into my eye.
I see.
Nice. I haven't heard any formal declaration as such. Are we picking up the rest of the gang, or are we going on without him?
Yes, I was picking them up, and I was asking River Bear if he has any spells that could help.
The answer is yes.
Cool.
All right. You know, 30 minutes or so, you get there. You let Randy know that you got a ride coming in. He's like,
"Ah, shucks, I was really hoping we could get you a safe escort out of here, but if you want to risk it, you go right ahead."
Oh, thank you.
It'll be safe enough.
I hope you enjoyed your beer. Keep your head on a swivel out there. It's dangerous. Don't worry about those elves. We'll take care of this. No problem.
Yeah, Mo, you might want to be in the back when we go pick up River Bear.
Yeah, maybe I'll just duck down.
In that case, we should wrap it up, and we will pick this up next time on Shadowrun Bug City Blues. Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hey, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Bug City.
Rise of the Rune Lord.
That's not the right one.
I was thinking Rise of the Rune Lord.
The Topps Company, Inc. has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Inc. has granted permission to Bug City Blues to use such names, logos, artwork, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with Bug City Blues in any official capacity whatsoever.
Let me get a photo pulled up real quick. This is the best part of the podcast.
There's nothing going on here. This is the part you edit out. There's nothing going on here. There ain't shit.